वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा ॐ श्री महासरस्वत्यै नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं ॐ श्री चिन्मयसद्गुरवे नमः वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् ॐ श्रीकृष्णपरमात्मने नमः हरि ओम् सो थ्री थिङ्ग्स् रिक्वायर्ड् फार् सक्सेस् यन्त्र द मटीरियल्स् द मशीन्स् द इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट्स् एण्ड् वी आल्सो नीड् ट्रैनिङ्ग् इन् दोस् इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट्स् देन् द सेकेण्ड् थिङ्ग् रिक्वायर्ड् इस् वाट् तन्त्र वाट् इस् तन्त्र the laws, the procedure, the methodologies, the system, the way of doing things. That is also required. The right mantra, I mean the right tantra, the right yantra. And more important than both of these is what? The right mantra. Because sometimes tantra is there, yantra is also there. But if mantra is not there, motivation is not there, inspiration is not there, all those external things are of no avail, isn't it? So therefore, the right mantra is required for a successful life, successful business organization, successful enterprise, anything, any unit. Now, we saw a few mantras. You remember some of them? Yes. What was it? Don't bang your head on closed walls. What should you do? Walk out through open doors in life. Always remember there's any situation you come into, there's a way out. There's no situation where there is no way out. There is always a way out. Then, what was the second one? Be like Gangaji. Why? She has an infinite goal in front of her, and therefore all obstacles she can circumvent, and she has her own unique way of dealing with each obstacle, isn't it? She doesn't go around, you know, dashing herself against the Himalayas. What does she do? She rubs the stone and makes her way. And always succeeds because she finally reaches the infinite ocean. through all the different places she goes, she manages to reach where she needs to reach, wants to reach. Yeah? Then which was the third one? Just because a person is good doesn't mean the good to you doesn't mean the person is good. But just because a person is bad to you doesn't mean the person is really bad also. Then what else? Don't justify what you are. And don't condemn what others are. Because it's so easy to say, you know, I am like that. So what? But this one, so these are a few of those mantras that we saw. And really, you know, very, very useful in our life as well. It's good to keep these things in mind. Okay, so now we are going to talk about the mantras from the Bhagavad Gita, right? So if you have your Bhagavad Gita with you, please open. Open it to chapter 1, verse number 1. And I will read only the mantra part, okay? Not the whole verse or anything, because what's required is only just that capsule, which you have to keep with you, yeah? Have you got that? Chapter 1, verse 1. Okay. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre.
Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre.
That is the mantra. Easy to remember mantras. You don't have to read the whole of it. Only the mantra part. What? Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre. Easy to remember? Everyone will remember? The very first words of the Bhagavad Gita are fantastic mantra. Now, what does it mean? Kurukshetre. Kurukshetra was the name of the battlefield on which the Mahabharata war was held. And what was this Mahabharata war? It was what? Dharma Kshetra. This place was what? Dharma Kshetra. A holy and very, very pious place. Okay. Now, you say, what is the mantra in this big thing? Okay. Now, we're going to play around with the words a bit. Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. We'll make into four words. Change the place of those words a little bit. Okay. And what do you get? Kshetre, kshetre, dharma, kuru. What? Kshetre, kshetre, dharma, kuru. Kuru, do. Kshetre, kshetre, in every field. In every field of action, what should you do? Dharma, kuru. What should you do? Do dharma. What is the opposite of dharma?
Adharma.
Will you remember this? Because in Alpharetta I had the whole big session on all this. But unfortunately we have translated the word dharma very wrongly. Most of us think of dharma as what? A religion, but it's not like that at all. Yeah? Dharma, simple words in, right now in the context we'll use as the word what? As righteousness. Okay? So what's the opposite of dharma? What? Adharma, unrighteousness, right? So, should dharma pervade our life or should it be restricted to a certain time and place? Bolo, bolo. No. Sunday is my dharma time. Rest of the day or rest of the week is what? Adharma time. Because the opposite of dharma is what?
Adharma.
So if you say that I believe in, you know, Sunday is reserved for what? Sh- Should dharma enter into education?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Because if dharma is not there, what is there? Adharma is there. Should dharma enter into business?
Yes.
Should dharma enter into professional life?
Yes.
Personal life?
Yes.
Social life? All of life?
Yes.
That is why it is said here, kshetre, kshetre, dharma, kuru. Will you all remember this? All our life should be pervaded by dharma. Now, dharma kshetra means, in other words, you say a pilgrim place, isn't it? A holy place. Dharma kshetra is a holy place. What is the meaning of this? Another way, if you see, that every field of action should become a holy place. Have you understood that? Now, what do we think? What is a holy place? Temple, Badrinath, Kedarnath. And what is home? So, holy places. That is why India is a very holy country. You know, even our roads are full of holes. Very holy. Places, you know. Meaning is what? That it's not that in a particular place that is holy. Every place is what? Sacred. Every place. If we consider even the home. You know, normally in most Hindu homes, or many Hindu homes, there is something called a puja room. Isn't it true? Here, I don't know how many of you have puja rooms, but a puja corner? Not even a corner? Okay, a puja table? So, a puja, you know, many of this. So, it's considered when you do a graha pravesha, when you do a house warming ceremony. So what do you do? First you worship the Lord, you establish the, you know, the puja place first, and say, he is the owner of this house. Who is the owner of the house? Bhagwan is the owner of the house, and we are what? The care takers of this house. This is the bhava. I don't know how many of you have heard about the Jagannath Puri and the Puri Maharaja. What are they called? Gajapati Maharaj. For those of you who are from Orissa, they would be very familiar with this. So the Gajapati Maharaj, or the king of that place, is considered as the first sevak of that kingdom. Who is he? He's the sevak. He's not the, even though his name and title is Gajapati. He's the, Gajapati means the king of the ruler of that place. But he considered himself as what? The first sevak of that place. So when the Rath Yatra happens, I don't know how many of you have witnessed that Rath Yatra. The Gajapati Maharaj takes the Ratha first. He has the right, being the first sevak, he has the right to take the Ratha first. After that, of course, hundreds and thousands join and all that is there. But this is the bhava. So this house belongs to whom? God. So even the home is what? Dharma Kshetra. Are you understanding? That is the... Many, many people who in India, especially if you are the owner of a, you know, particular business or something, then what would you do? In your office, you will have what? An altar. The first thing, the person comes, lights the lamp over there, puts some flowers, does an aarti, does a prayer, and then sits to work. Have you noticed that? You go to a Udipi hotel. Every Udipi hotel will have a, what? Not Krishna. Udipi hotel will have a Nityanand Baba or someone like that, you know. They will have a photo, they will light a lamp, they will do this, and then they... Isn't it true? Many people do that. Before they sit in the car and they start driving, what? Before any journey starts. This is it. So dharma pervades what? Every aspect of life. If you're born in a typical Gujarati family, especially back home in India, at least about 40 years back, then how do you get up in the morning? Jai Shri Krishna. Then? Before going to school? Jai Shri Krishna. You come back from school? Jai Shri Krishna. Before going to bed? Is it true or not? Some of you remember such a life? Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna was part of your, like Hari Om is a part of, you know. But what happens is only when you meet a Chinmay Mission person, you say Hari Om. Anyone else, hi. Again, it goes back to that. I've noticed sometimes, you know, when you say Hari Om, every time you pick up the phone and say Hari Om, what happens is the other person, whether they know or not, they first say Hari Om. Then they say something else, you know. Try it out. Sometimes when we call up people, and then the family that we're calling, maybe the mother is involved in the mission, not the child or something, then they'll tell their mommy, Mommy, your Hari Om is on the line. Doesn't matter, at least that way they are saying Hari Om, good enough. You know? So dharma, what I'm trying to say is dharma pervaded every aspect of life. It should pervade every aspect of life, and every place is a what? Place of dharma, is a holy place. They say, you know, that Tirthakshetra, it's a Tirthakshetra. It's very nice, meaning the Tirthakshetra also must become a Karmakshetra, and a Karmakshetra must become a Tirthakshetra. Have you understood? What? Because many times Tirthakshetra, the holy places, Dharmakshetras, are what? People just go. You should see what happens. I mean, a lot of people who go for these pilgrimages, all throughout the journey, the thought is of food, this, that. Isn't it true? Everything other than? And if it's, especially if it's Gujaratis, food becomes a major part of their life. Isn't it true? So all the nashtas and the khakras and the theplas and the, you name, everything is like the first, I'm preparing for going to Badri Kedar. So what's the preparation? Dabbas and dabbas full of? It's always fun to travel with a Gujarati. You don't have to worry at all. Every half an hour something will come out. The most wonderful things one by one. No repetition. Everything new. So, and then you go there, you know, you've traveled all this, etc. And then you go there and all. Then Bhagwan says, 1 minute. Chalo cha piwa chahiye. Hey, 1 minute. They go to Haridwar and this most fantastic, lovely, you know, even though thousands, I don't know how many of you have seen the Haridwar Aarti. You know, thousands are there. It's crammed. It's this. But there is a silence inside. I don't know how they've noticed that silence which is there pervades this big, huge mass of people. And still there is a silence in that place. It's such a beautiful thought. But did it khatam hua nahi hua? Everyone's back into, like, you know. So every kshetra, dharma kshetra must become a what kshetra? A karma kshetra. Where you do something. You do your... Such a beautiful place to, you know, reinforce all those wonderful dharmic sanskaras. And every kshetra, karma kshetra must become a dharma kshetra, and dharma kshetra must become a karma kshetra. Okay. Kshetre, kshetre. What? Dharma. Kuru. You like that one? Good mantra? We have a lot of, I mean, you know, if you see the, they say, Anyakshetre kritam papam, Tirthakshetre vinashyati. Tirthakshetre kritam papam, Vajra lepo bhavishyati. Will you remember this? What it means is that if you do papa in Anyakshetra, in any other place, Tirthakshetre vinashyati. You go to a Tirthakshetra, it gets destroyed. But if you do papa in a Tirthakshetra, Ayyo Rama, Vajra lepo bhavishyati. It becomes. Now, I don't want to scare you all, okay? But when you are in a satsang and you go to sleep, it is the result of our papa karma fructifying at that time. Because you are supposed to listen this knowledge and all. And at that time, what's happening? So it's the result. Many times it happens. And interestingly, the minute the satsang is over, right and all. And then that is why we keep asking questions and keeping you all awake, you know, understand? So you're supposed to answer, okay? So Anyakshetre Kritam Papam. So anyway. So, this is the first mantra, Kshetre Kshetre Dharma Kuru. Let Dharma pervade all your life. Now, go to the ninth mantra, okay? Ninth shloka of the. The first line, the second half. Chapter 1. Ninth verse, first line, second half. Got that? Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. Once more. Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. The Kauravas and the Pandavas. On both the sides. One side the Kauravas, one side the Pandavas. And what happens? Initially, Duryodhan gets nervous. Who gets nervous first? Duryodhan gets nervous. And he tells Dronacharya. He starts talking to Dronacharya and telling him, you know, what are the people, who are the people on the opposite side, and says, the opposite side you have these great Maharathis, Mahan, all these people are there, you know. And he says, in our side we have Bhishma, we have you, Bhavan, Bhishmascha, Dronascha, Krupascha. All of these people are there in our side, Maharathis, etc., etc. And then he uses this phrase. What does he say? Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. Now, look at this. What does he say? They have all gathered over here. Madarthe. For whom? For whom? For my sake. And what are they willing to do for my sake? Tyakta jivitaha. They have all come here to even sacrifice their life for my sake. Now look at that. What was this war? The war was Kaurava and Pandava, Dharma and Adharma. And what is he saying? That all of them have come for whose sake? My. Now this is a typical philosophy of a completely selfish person. What? This is how a selfish man, these are the words of a rank selfish person. What is his thought? I alone matter. The whole world is for my sake. And nothing else matters except who? Me and me alone. Not only is your joy to be sacrificed for my sake, your life is to be sacrificed for my sake. And it's happening more and more as the days go by. Is it true or not? People are becoming what? More and more selfish or selfless? What do we see? I was just talking, you know. We have come into what is called the me, me, me generation. I read an article, very, very interesting article, where they said, a lot of things were explained, lots and lots of things where, says, in the, you know, maybe 10 years back, on the cell phone of people, 10, 20 years back on the cell phone of people, they would have the person whom they love the most as the screensaver, yeah? Or even on their laptops or something like that. And now, most of the time, they find this age group between 0 and 20, most of them have themselves on their cell phone screensaver. Isn't it true? They call it the me, me, me generation. Who thinks of what? So very interestingly says, the me generation has produced the me, me, me generation. Very interesting article. It was a really amazing article. What is happening now? Everything is what? For my sake. I want everything. What do I get in? You know, this is a very common this. What is in it for me? Have you heard this phrase? What anything, any relation also, the first thing they ask, what is in it? What am I getting out of it? What am I getting? Everything is what? The first question is what? What am I getting out of it? Anything am I getting? I'm not interested. What am I getting out of it? What's in it for me? In a relation also, if you keep on asking in a relation, what's in it for me? What am I getting out of it? Every moment to moment, I'm telling you, no relation is going to be possible. Is it true or not? Bolo. But that's what's happening. Every moment we ask, and we feel something is not there. Nothing is for me. What am I getting out of it? Nothing is there for me. You know, one of the things that people say, and it's been giving me a lot of pain, you know, people who are about 40 and 50 and 60 years, not 40, 50, 60 year olds, and I meet all over, and most of them say, you know, Swamiji, हम अपने बच्चों से कुछ अपेक्षा नहीं रखते हैं. वी डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम देयर आर चिल्ड्रन. वो अपना अपना कर लेना तो बस हो गया. हैव यू हर्ड दिस स्टेटमेंट बिफोर? बोलो. डोंट यू ऑल ऑल्सो से द सेम थिंग? वी डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम आर चिल्ड्रन. वो अपना अपना कर लेना बस हो गया. एंड इट गिव्स मी सो मच ऑफ पेन व्हेन आई इवन हियर दिस स्टेटमेंट. इमेजिन व्हेन द पेरेंट्स से दैट द चिल्ड्रन दे मस्ट डू व्हाट? अपना अपना. Means what? If the parents can't even, they can't even do anything for the parents, what are they going to do for the sake of the world, for anyone else? Is it true or not? If they can't even do something for the, and the parents also say that only. Pehle se, wo apna apna kare. What is apna apna? Are you all understanding? Everyone's become very quiet and contemplative. There are a few exceptions. I don't say there are no exceptions, but if you see the majority, you find what? Everyone is only apna apna. Is it true or not? Now, and our concept of apna is becoming smaller and smaller. Let me explain this to you. For some of you who were born and brought up in India, India is also the same. It's not different. I mean, everywhere, the whole world is the same. So it's not that there it's everything is different and here it's different. No, not at all. I'm just talking because I can relate to, because I was born and brought up there. And this, and there it did exist. When you were kids, all of you who were about 40, 45 years of age, when y'all were kids, your first cousin was never called a cousin. It was always called a brother or a sister. Yes or no? Yes. The first cousin was never referred to as a cousin. Never. He was only brother, bhai and behen. Isn't it true? Never thought of him as a cousin. Always thought of him as a brother. Second cousin was considered as cousin. Third cousin was considered still as a remote cousin. Isn't it true? Now, first cousin, cousin. Second cousin doesn't exist. Third cousin, whoever on earth knows. Right or wrong? This is what's happened. So our circle of my and Mira and me and is becoming what? What? Smaller and smaller and smaller. Someone will say friends and all that, it's okay. But for as far as friends are concerned, there's no obligation of anything in any way. Is it true or not? So whom you consider is yours is all you are really obliged to. Friends, really. We say big friends, 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 friends. But what do you, what have you to sacrifice for their sake? What are you going to do? Nothing. So therefore, what's happening? It's becoming what? Smaller. When we say me and my, it means husband, wife, beta, beti. Is it true or not? It's becoming that small and smaller. And then it goes to just not even that much. It goes to me and me and me, and that's mother the. You understand? I mean, that's what life is becoming. And every time it's like, what's in it for me? Mera kya hai? My joy. My this. It's a... We're talking today evening, I'd gone to a Gujarati Samaj session. Yes, we were talking about it. Is the first thing that, you know, the GG matrix you must have heard about. GG matrix, the first is what? Get. You know, if a square with four parts. Get. That's the philosophy, the first. Get. Get. For whom? Me, of course. Who else? Then the second, you rise up a little bit from this get into what? Give. The giving is always reluctant initially. Is it true or not? You ask a typical teenager, just go and do this work. Oh. Okay. Big obligation to you. Is it true or not? Reluctant giving. Giving is always reluctant. It's not even a habit. And that is why it's so important right from childhood to put the habit of giving into the children. I remember when we were really small, the grandmother used to have a lot of saints and sages coming in the home. And whenever they would come, she would always say, you go and offer fruits or whatever. The kids were always given in their hand and said, you go and give. So we used to, as typical young people, we used to say, and all these Dariwala Swamis used to be around and all, says, we don't want to go, you know. So it says, no. And we would never say, you know, we were little that much well-behaved. So in front of everyone, we would not say anything. But after they had gone, we said, Swami, this is your friend. Your friend, you give. Why are you asking us to give them? But this habit, you know, you have to give for someone else. You can't eat without giving. If you were given a chocolate, you were told first, you have to first give and then eat. You can't eat without it. So we used to say, go and eat first. I want to eat, you know. But you eat first because you have to see that someone else eats. Then you got a chance to eat. And now what happens? You say, you take your chocolate, you take your chocolate. Don't share, don't fight. Isn't it true? Now what happens from the childhood? Me, my. And the question of giving, the hand has not got the habit of giving. Are you understanding that? So important ki dene ki aadat honi chahiye. Isliye maine many times, you know, when you have a gnani, we say no, bacche kya denge, bacche. What bacche kya? Bacche hi denge. Have you understood that? Tab se unme dalna chahiye. That's why gnani yagnas and all that, na, when they come and just make it, give it in the hand of the child and say, you give the dakshina. Are you understanding that? It's not that we want from kids, but they must give from their pocket money. Not that daddy will put a pani in there, go, beta, give. What go, beta, give? Are you understanding? Bolo na. Nahi dete. Nahi, beta, tu tera rakha, tere paas rakha. This is a very wrong thing that we do. And one of the most important lessons that every parent must give to their children is to make them understand that all the money that I have does not belong to you. Have you understood that? This is one of the biggest things that you can tell your children. I'm not just saying it as a joke. This is a very, 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 very wrong sanskar that you have given to your children. That everything of the father is mine. What nonsense. It's the best way to spoil your child. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Bolte, yes, yes. Bahar jaake wohi wo karenge aur kuch nahi. Either ha, 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 kahenge yes. What nonsense. Everything that is yours is not your child's. It belongs to so many others. Your child is not the only one who has a claim on everything. Are you understanding? Right in the time when you are there, when they are seeing you, when you're alive, you have to show them this is, it goes to this, it goes to so-and-so, it goes to so-and-so. It's not all for you. I'm giving you an education, I'm giving you all of this, you earn, and you in turn also give. Samjhe? That they are going to, and then where is it going to be? All that selfishness is going to come where? Right onto you. Because you are the first person there. You have taught them. To be what? That's why the me generation will produce what? Me, me, me generation. Will you remember that? What else? And how, you know, it percolates into our being before we know it. My dear, it just doesn't happen. In one generation, it's like that. In the second generation, it becomes like that. And I'll give an example. I mean, I'm just saying it as a... We have to become so aware of what's happening. Because before we know, we are thinking that way. And we think it's fine. I'll give an example. There was this girl who had just come from India. And she told me this. She came from, Ahmedabad. I knew her very well. She went to Canada. So she went to her friend's place in Canada, her friend's parents' place. So with her friend, both of them went. They had to go out of town. They went there and they reached lunchtime. So the friend was a white lady. Her parents naturally, they were white. So they went there and then they were sitting and, just lunchtime. So the mother and the father met them and all that. And then they were sitting in the living room and the parents said that we'll go have our lunch and come. So this girl who's just gone from India, she's saying, your parents won't feed us? She's so shocked. She's saying, your parents won't feed us? She says, no, why should they? She says, no, but we've come here lunchtime, they won't feed us. She says, no, we have to go out and eat. Now, she couldn't get it into her head at all, that why they, see, they won't feed the friend, but they won't feed their own daughter also. This was unheard of for her. So they said, okay, let's go out and eat then. Now, it's so interesting that this girl told me that I was so shocked that something like that was happening. He says, in no time, after staying a few years, I started thinking the same way. Are you understanding what I'm speaking? Yes. I started thinking, and before I knew, I was exactly following what? The same thing. It goes into us. So we think certain things we think is very selfish, and before we know, we are also doing the same thing. It's come into us without us realizing and knowing about it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It just comes in, and we start living that sort of a thing. So this is called what? What type of philosophy is it called? Duryodhan philosophy. Remember that? Isliye maine dikhaya aapko. Duryodhan ne kya kaha? Madarthe tyakta jivitaha. This is a mantra, a negative mantra which we should not follow. His whole life. And this is what human beings have become. We feel the whole world and the whole planet is for our sake. Is it true or not? So no other creatures matter. No other beings matter. Only for our sake, we don't care what happens to any other living being. As though we have, all other beings lived very happily before we came in, right? See, they can live without us, but we can't live without them. Have you understood that? They did live. Without the human beings, there were so many other beings which really survived and there was no problem for them. So this sort of an arrogance that man has, that, you know, I am the, this, and for my sake, I can sacrifice anything and everything. It's so interesting, you know. In one place we say we have to be eco-friendly, eco-friendly. So, you know, someone, you know, I was talking about, you know, taking a, for the boarding pass, you know. I said, okay, I'll have a ticket. I prefer to have a hard copy. He says, no, we believe in paper-free. Interesting, huh? So that little slip of paper is a lot of paper. And the amount of tissues we use, we don't even think 10 times, is it true or not? But that little paper, paper-free. Are you understanding what I'm speaking? It's happening. I'm seeing it, you know. Everyone says, no, Swamiji, you must be paper-free. You must cell phone laga ke. I said, no, I don't mind wasting that much of paper. You give me a paper. I want a paper. I'll show the paper. This. So, you know, a lot of times we don't even realize how much of what we are. This the world. You know, we feel that we have a right to live and we are the only ones that are important. And Madarthe Tyakta Jivitaha. Okay, fine. Now, enough negative ones. Now you have some nice ones coming up. Really beautiful ones. Okay. Verse number 21. Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Mechuta. Once more. Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Mechuta. Now, two armies gather in front of each other. Everything is all set. And as I told you, Duryodhan got nervous and started talking too much and all that. So Dronacharya realized that we have to do something. And Bhishmacharya, what? Blew the conch. And by blowing the conch, the war was declared, right? So immediately what happened? The Pandavas also took up their conches and they blew the conch, and by that what happened? The Kauravas became the attacking party, the Pandavas became the defending party, and war should have officially started. The first missile should have been shot. And at that time, in this crucial, absolutely, you know, that moment in the history of that war, Arjuna said, what? Kair maya saha yodhavyaha. Who is there who wants to fight with me? You mean to say that when a big scale, you know, war of this level is going to happen, as though Arjuna doesn't know who is there lined up fighting with him, with their whole army? No, he knew. The Kauravas would have sent their spies and tried to find out the strategy they are going to use. The Pandavas would have done their own bit of it. And they would have known exactly who is going to be there doing what. Is it true or not? And at that point of time, why did he want to say, what? I want to see who is going to fight. But Arjuna took one of the most wonderful decisions. And this is what you and I have to learn. Whenever we face a situation which is very momentous, important, a matter of life and death, something which is going to be very, very, you know, like can change things important in your life, and at that time you should always review the situation. Will you remember that? What a wonderful thing he did. I mean, what a sensible guy this is. Always review the situation. He says, let me find out. And that is why he says, Senayor Ubhayor madhye ratham sthapaya mech. What a lovely decision. When you want to review the situation, what should you do? Where should you stand? How should you review the situation? If you see a situation from one side of it, it will become a pakshapati drishti. What? One-sided view. Isn't it true? Or a partial view of a situation. Either a one-sided view of a situation or a partial view of a situation. When you want to see a situation, you must stand in such a way that you can see all sides of the situation. Have you understood this? What a lovely thing he did. He said, let me stand in the middle. Madhyastha. I should be in the middle so I can see both sides objectively. What a lovely thing. Because if I see one, I'll have a one-sided view. I must not have a one-sided view of a situation. I must have an impartial view. So go into the no man's land and see the place. Have you understood? That's what he did. He came into the no man's land and then he saw both the sides. He said, Sena yor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapaya me achita. Oh achita, please put my ratha in the no man's land so I can see both sides of the army and review it properly. Because I'm going to take a thing which is of, you know, it's a world war scale. I mean, the number of people who were involved and what was going to happen. It's not an ordinary thing. I want to see it properly before I enter into something like that. And what happens to us when we review situation? Most of the time we review a situation from one side. Is it true or not? Always. Either it's a prejudiced view, a partial view, a one-sided view. Supposing there's a big, a huge painting, let's say from end to end, a huge painting, you know. Now, if you want to see this painting, where should you stand? If you stand with your nose to the painting, what will you see? You'll see it completely askew. Is it true or not? You won't be able to see it properly. If you stand too far, you probably won't see the whole thing. You have to stand at the right place so that you see the whole of it. Then if you want to see more detail, you can come close. That's okay. But if you want to see the whole picture, you have to stand at a particular place and then see it. Do you agree with me? In life also, whenever we have situations, we have to stand in a place where we can objectively see things. Most of us are never objective as far as our own personal and where emotions are concerned, we are never objective. Is it true or not? We can never see our children as they are. Isn't it? Never see that. If someone else's child does the same thing, saying, kya, what type of a child? And if our child does this, what do you say? Swamiji, is umar mein sab aise hi karte hain. Immediately, there's a justification. Isn't it true? Whatever, we are never able to see our own, you know, whoever it is. Not just children, anything. We can't see them. Someone tells me, Swamiji, no, my child, you know, he appears like that, but inside, na, he's very... Very good. I said that inside, why doesn't he come out sometime at least? It should come out na inside. Itna achha hai to andar se bahar to thoda nikalo, thoda to kabhi to nikle. Swamiji, nahi usko bahut religion ke liye bhi hai. Aisa nahi dikhata nahi hai, but andar se bahut hai. Huh? Really? Yes, Swamiji. The other day, no, we were passing by the temple, na. He was looking near the gate. So I said, you don't know there was a girl standing there. He was looking there. What looking near the gate? Near the gate, bolte hai. Kya bolte hai? So you know that type of a thing is there. When we look at our own this, na, we have a different way of looking. Other people we can see very objectively. That is why they say, para upadeshe panditya. To give advice to others, we are all what? Panditas. You easily, no problem. Aise mat karna chahe. You should have done like that. Na. Why did you do like that? It's not the way to do that. And the same thing happens to us. What happens? So here the main important thing is what? To be able to see the situation, what? Objectively. So you have to stand. be in a position where you can see it objectively. Right? That's extremely important, because, you know, we can't. People and situations and all of that, because so much is involved in it, so we get so, you know, we lose our objectivity. We become sentimental when we see things, or we become prejudiced, or we become, you know, our views are small and partial, and that's what happens. Okay. Then, senayor ubhayor madhye, what? Stop. So Arjuna, Bhagwan Krishna said, oh, Arjuna, great. Here is a great man. Yeah, wonderful. So what did Bhagwan do? He says, after all, I am a driver. So my job is what? Bring it in the center. He brought this in the center. And then what happened to Arjuna? Instead of looking at both the sides, now see, this is what happens to all of us also. Instead of both the sides, he only looked at one side. He should have looked at both the sides. Na? He was in a lovely position, everything was fine. Then he looked at only one side. And then also, on the battlefield, he should have looked at all as what? Nothing but soldiers. Isn't it true? On a battlefield, who is there? No kaka, no mama. Who is on the battlefield? Soldiers. Soldiers from our side, soldiers from the enemy side. That's how you look at this. But instead of looking at that, he started looking at Guru, Pitamaha, Khalas. And what happened to this man? This brave warrior. He became a nervous wreck and sat down. Is it true or not? Now, when you look at things from Arjuna's standpoint, na, you really have a lot of sympathy for him, actually speaking. When you think, you know, like that, and then you say, oh, bichara, uski jagah hum hote to, hamari bhi aisi halat hoti. And I'm telling you, there are many, many times, I have seen this happening, you know, that you, see, Arjuna had prepared for 13 solid years. In his mind, there was this thing that, I'm going to fight these guys. Is it true or not? When they were in this exile, that's what they, you know, they were mentally prepared. He went to Swarga, got so many arms and ammunition, he imported so many. Isn't it true? He was very well prepared for the entire battle. And yet, when that time came, this is what happens to a lot of us. Your children also study so hard, but when they go and give the exam, in the examination hall, what happens? What happens? So many people get nervous. Isn't it true? That exam. They even get what is called exam fever. Heard of that? Did you all get a fever? You actually get fever, huh? It's not just said the words. And you actually get fever. And on that day, and then, you know, that's a nice way to say excuse. Ke dekho, usko achha nahi tha na, isliye achha mark nahi aaya. Wah-re-wah. It's a good way of getting, you know, because... But you get, I heard of examination fever, but have you ever heard of a marriage fever? No, I actually have met someone who became very sick. Why? And out of sheer, saying, my God, this responsibility of husband or wife or whatever it is, you know, will I be able to, you know, take this whole thing, you know, fever. You know, the Chinmay International Residential School, we started in 1996. That first day was really amazing, you know. So we had, just the very first day of the school, we had 100 admissions, full house. Okay. And all the parents, of course, knew that they are going to put their children in a residential school. So the children are going to be away from them. So they all came, and then we had this big, huge ceremony and everything. And then they were told at 4 o'clock, you will leave your children and you will go. Oh my God, I still remember in front of my eyes that scene that happened. The children are there, and the parents are there. And, beta, mommy's crying. Children crying, now you can make under. You can make that. Chalo, chalo, am chale. Chips khaye, ye kare. You can do anything, you know, something. Ab mummy, daddy cry kare, kya karenge hum log? Beta. Then they said, don't make it worse for the kid. Just go. Okay, forget about that, you know. See, they knew that it was happening, but when that actual moment comes, you become that. Is it true? A typical Hindi movie. And when that girl gets married, now the day she's born, the parents know that she's going to go, get married and go away to someone. So she, and then, you know, 20 years and 22 years and, you know, then and then slowly they say, now let's start looking, you know, the good old traditional way if they will have that. So let's start looking for a, you know, this and all that. And then what happens? Then 27, 28, 30, then they are waiting to get the daughter married. Isn't it true? कि अरे 30 साल हो गया उसकी शादी नहीं होती है उसका ये नहीं हो रहा है ये सो एनीवे फाइनली इट गेट्स फिक्स्ड अप एंड देन एवरीवन इज सो हैप्पी द गर्ल इज आल्सो सो हैप्पी एंड देन सो हैप्पी एंड देन यू हैव दैट वेडिंग डे एंड डम 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 डू पे 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 पू पे ऑल ऑफ दैट एंड द बिग ह्यूज एंड ऑल द वेडिंग एंड द गेस्ट एंड द डू एंड ऑल यू रामा एंड नाउ इमेजिन इट्स इन अ हिंदी मूवी सीन एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट हैपेंस एंड देन यू हैव व्हाट इज कॉल्ड द विदाई व्हाट इज दैट What do you call it in other languages? I don't know. Where they finally send off the girl. You've seen Hindi movies? Arre vare, kya dramatic banate hai wo log bhai. And then what happens? And then, oh, that girl will meet ma. And then what happens? And then ma cries and the baby cries, the girl cries and all of them. And then what happens? Then the bhai, oh, then the cry, and then the whole crying happens, and then it goes to, and even that father, who's otherwise all big, and then what happened? Betty. Isn't it? All the men over here who have big, they've done that, they've cried. Yes or no? कुछ भी हो बड़ा ये भी हो बट इधर नहीं करते पता नहीं एंड एवरी गर्ल रिमेंबर्स दैट सीन और नॉट व्हाई बिकॉज इवन दो फ्रॉम द चाइल्डहुड शी नोस शी इज गोइंग वन डे बट दैट एक्चुअल मोमेंट कम्स दैट फादर फील्स गॉड दिस लिटिल डार्लिंग ऑफ माइन हु हैज बीन माई हार्ट एंड सोल given me the most beautiful, tender moments of my life. And now she's walking away. And that time, he's just overwhelmed with that whole feeling. He watches her actually walk away. And then, he says, my God, that moment has come. Even though all his life he was prepared, at that moment he cries, yes or no. All of you have cried. And the husband also is understanding, I hope. थोड़ी तो अक्कल होगी उसमें रोती क्या है चल रोना है तो जाए उसके साथ ही रहे हार्टलेस सोल लाइक दैट देन शी शुड नॉट गो एट ऑल बट यू नो एट दैट मोमेंट दैट यू आर गोइंग टू लीव योर फैमिली द हाउस दैट यू बीन ब्रॉट अप इट्स लाइक होम एंड इट्स नाउ यू गोइंग अवे फ्रॉम दैट सो दैट मोमेंट However much you are prepared, it becomes crucial, isn't it? That time you're going to... Same thing is there. Arjuna knows that he's going to fight. But at that point of time, and he, you know, the enormity of the whole thing, situation, dawns on him and he realizes, my God, this is Bhishmacharya, the one that who loved me so much. Dronacharya who made me what I am, the best archer in the world. It's only because of this guru of mine. And in this battle, it's going to be crucial. It's not going to be either he, you know, like one of us is going to be alive, either him or me. And I don't want him dead. Are you understanding? The feelings in the heart of this Arjuna, can you appreciate that? Yes. Here he knows that so many thousands are going to die. It's not an ordinary thing. And at that time he gets overwhelmed with this thought and he forgets that this is not a battle between what? Relations. It's a battle of dharma and adharma. He forgets that. Dharma sammoodha chetaha. That's what's said. And he becomes a nervous wreck, that great Mahabaho. He is. You understand? So whenever, and then Arjuna starts talking a lot of philosophy. I'm telling you, when a person is in delusion, he talks always big, big philosophy. Lot of big, big words come out of them. But andar kuch nahi hota hai. It's all what? Big talk. Either sorrow is there or delusion is there. Or, sometimes, when the person, very, very interesting, when they are in this delusion, they talk so many things. What does it matter? After all, God is there in everyone. Big philosophy. All very Vedantic they become. Arjuna also started talking such big philosophy. Do you know Bhagwan, the consequence of war? Bhagwan says, oh, you are telling me? Okay, tell me. War will create this. What will happen to the refugees of war? What will happen to the this? It's a terrible thing, etc., etc. Arjuna himself has fought many, many wars before. Huh? And this war veteran is saying all these things, Bhagwan, this is very bad, this should not write this, that. Bhagwan listens. Whenever a person talks, you must allow them to talk. After some time, they get exhausted. And then they realize they're only blabbering. And this is exactly what happened to Arjuna. So kept on talking. And then go to the last verse of the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Now comes a very interesting shloka. The last line of the first chapter. Visrujya sasharam chapam. Shoka samvigna manasaha. Visrujya sasharam chapam. Shoka samvigna manasaha. Beautiful. He says, and what happened to Arjuna? He sat down. Visrujya sasharam chapam. From his hand, the bow and arrow slipped down. Throwing it away. And what was the state? Shoka samvigna manasaha. A mind completely drowned in sorrow. Shoka samvigna. Duba hua. In what? Shoka, sorrow. Shoka, he sat down. That was the state of Arjuna. Completely. He spoke so much philosophy, everything. Bhagwan did not interrupt. He says, keep talking. And after he finished talking, Arjuna was in this state. Now, it's a very, very interesting thing. This is a lovely line. This mantra is good. Now, when a person is in moha, the result is shoka. Remember this. What? Whenever there is a moha, moha means either attachment or delusion or illusions, false notions. Then the result is going to be shoka, sorrow. So whenever you have sorrow in your life, remember there must be something that you are attached to somewhere. Will you remember that? That's what's causing you sorrow. Shoka. Somewhere, something you are attached to. Something you are in delusion. Some false notion is there somewhere. And that's why, what's happening? What is happening? Shoka. That's the first thing. Shoka samvigna manasaha. Now, what happened? Sasharam. Sasharam means what? The bow and arrow. Huh? Now, Arjuna was so proud of his bow and arrow. He would, it so happened, he'd taken a vow. If anyone insults my bow, I will Gandiva. No, that was his bow. So he had said, I will fight that person. And once in this, Yudhishthira told Arjuna, okay, what bow, your Gandiva, you say? Nothing. And now he had taken a vow. So he said, if whoever it is, it can be my brother, but I have to fight him. Bhagwan Krishna came all of a sudden and said, Baba re, usme se bachana hai. So because these people at that time, no, they read all this Kshatriya blood. If my word is there, means I have to do it, pass, do or die, like that. This is ye marega, and naturally Yudhishthira is no what match for Arjuna. Ye Yudhishthira mar jayega, problem ho jayega. So he said, I have to do this. So Bhagwan said that there is another way, you know. If you, he found a way, you know. He says, if you insult a person, it's as good as what? Killing a person. So you insult Yudhishthira and forget about it. Go home and sleep. You know, that sort of a thing was, solution was given. Bhagwan Krishna came in, you know, such a good thing they had Bhagwan around, you know, all the time. So anyway, such things, you know, were solved easily at that point of time, immediate solution. So now here, what happened? It represents, the bow and arrow represent Purusharthah. What do they represent? Purusharthah. Self-effort. It's a very, very interesting point. Self-effort. Now what happened when Arjuna gave up Purusharthah? He became Shoka Samvigna, full of sorrow. Will you remember? When Purusharthah goes out of our life, sorrow follows. When self-effort goes out of our life, sorrow follows. And another thing, when there is sorrow, you will give up Purusharthah, other way also. You know, when people go into depressions, the first thing that happens is they stop doing anything. Is it true or not? They don't do anything, they just sit there. Get up and do something. No, I don't want to do anything. I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to do anything. If you, once in a while, if you get a mood, it's okay. You know, like everyone feels, today I feel too lazy, I don't want to do. But if you are all the time like that, the first thing, is it true or not? Have you heard or not? Of people who go into depression, what will happen? They keep not wanting to do anything and they keep just sitting doing nothing. So when you are in shoka, you will give up Purusharthah. And when you give up Purusharthah, you get into shoka. So when a person is in, you know, depression, then say, Swamiji, you tell him to do meditation. Are Rama, never. When he's in depression, first thing is get up and work. Are you understanding or not? Many times people say, Swamiji, he's in depression. Please, to get him out of depression, you tell him to do meditation. It won't work. Are you understanding? Yes. Don't suggest such things. That person must what? Get up and work. Do something very mundane, physical work. Just go. Take a walk every day. You know, go in the open, go in the fresh air and walk. Do something physical at that time. I want to meditate. I want to do japa. What japa? Nothing will happen. Are you understanding or not? Log mahapurush hote hain. Sometimes you really wonder, kya karte hain na? So, now, very interesting. When you give up Purusharthah, what happens? Sorrow follows. Now, all of you, please go to the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita. The very last verse. Something really interesting is coming. The very last verse. What does the last verse say? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishnaha. Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha. Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutihi. Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishnaha. Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha. Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutihi. Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama. Now you see this contrasting picture. Here is what? Arjuna Visrujya Sasharam Chapam Shoka Samvigna Manasa. He's given up all Purusharthah and he sits there completely drowned in sorrow. And the end of the Gita, what is there? Yogeshwara Krishna and Dhanurdhara Partha. Who is, what type of an Arjuna is there? Dhanurdhara. He's got his bow and arrow in his hand. You see that contrast? In the beginning is what? In the end what? Now, Arjuna, Bhagwan Krishna is there in the beginning also and he's there in the end also. But what is the difference? Are you understanding? Krishna was there in the beginning? Yes. Krishna was there in the end? Yes. But what is the difference? One, he has given up Purushartha. The other place, he is with the Purushartha in his hand. Have you understood that? Very, very important lessons. Bhagwan's grace is on us all the time. The way we can invoke his grace is through Purushartha. Will you remember that? Very important lesson. It said, in the end it says, Tatra Shrihi Vijayaha Bhutihi Dhruvaniti. There will be success. There will be prosperity. There will be all the good things. When there is what? Dhanurdhara Partha. Because Krishna is there in the beginning, Krishna is there in the end. God's grace is always with us. There is never a time when there is no grace of God. But what was missing? What was missing? They say, no, God helps those who help themselves. What else can God do? He's there all the time, waiting to bless you, but you choose to not this. There was this lovely story I heard. You know, in the US, here where you all stay, your garden, front garden must be nice, neat and clean, right? You can't say, Mera garden hai, mere ko jo karna hai karo. It has to be neat, clean and very well kept, yeah? So there was this man whose garden was really bad and, you know, like untidy and all. So the town council told him, please clean it up. And then he still didn't do it. And then the town council said that, look, we're giving you a last warning, otherwise you'll be evicted from this place and you'll have to go somewhere else. We're not going to allow this to happen. So then he felt really bad and then he sort of started working hard and he made it a beautiful garden. And that particular town council had this sort of a thing that if you, every year at the end of the year, they would give a prize for the best garden, okay? So in this year, this man got the best garden prize. So the local priest was the one who was handing over the prizes. And when he was handing over this prize for the best garden to this man, he said, oh, by the grace of God, you have got the prize. So this man said, you should have seen my garden 2 years back when there was only grace of God. You understand? Yeah. Grace of God backed with what? Have you understood? This is because Krishna was there in the beginning and Krishna was there also in the end. But the difference was here there is a Dhanurdhara Partha and there is what? Visrujya Sasharam Japa. Have you understood this difference? What a lovely thing. Now, you know, when they have advertisement, you know, a lot of advertisement. How do they advertise normally? You know, especially for, you know, some diet, special diets, or, you know, hair transplant. Have you seen those hair? So what do they show before? No hair, all gone. And then they show, you know, like 15 days or 2 months later or something, or 3 months later and all, the particular oil or whatever they have, some treatment and all, and then something. And then after, whoosh, everything else. Haven't you seen such ads? Before a person is really big and fat and all that, and then you have a special diet, and after, haven't you seen such ads? Now, the best ad of the Bhagavad Gita is the Bhagavad Gita itself. Arjuna, before, Visrujya Sasharam Chapam Shoka Samvigna Manasaha. After, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanu, Tatra Shri Vijayaha Bhuti Dhruva Niti. Ah. Did I not sell it to you? Kitna badhiya ad hai ki nahi hai? Before and after, what, and in between, what happened? Bhagavad Gita. This is it. How important is this knowledge? Even this sort of a circumstance, we are all in the battlefield of life, isn't it true? And the solution should be where the problem is. This is the beauty of the Gita. Right where the problem was, Bhagwan gave him the knowledge. Not that tu mere ashram mein aaja, main tere ko batata hu. Tu retire ho ja, fir mere paas aaja. No retire, no nothing. Exactly right there where the problem was, Bhagwan gave him a solution. What a lovely thing. And what a contrast. Arjun before and Arjun after. This spiritual knowledge has the power to transform a person just like that. Complete transformation. That is why you have, you know, IT. Now this is what? TT, transformation technology. Very effective. Unfortunately, most of us, all our lives, so many other knowledges, we spend time, money, effort, but no one spends time, money, and effort for this most important knowledge of life. And then what happens? Sometimes too late, sometimes when they are all so, you know, you can't hear, you can't see, you can't, that time they say, Swamiji, koi Gita patao. Isn't it? Happens. That time we say, nahin, busy hai Swamiji, ab time nahi hai, baad mein aayenge, it's not this, right? So many things happen. And who knows, I mean, you know, when we are going to need this knowledge. Arjuna was given this knowledge on the battlefield. What happens is, unfortunately, the importance of this is only understood at a point of time in life sometimes. Krishna and Arjuna used to be together for years, you know, during the time when they were in exile, the Pandavas. Bhagwan Krishna used to go and live with the Pandavas for 6 months at a time. You know that? If you read the Mahabharata, you'll come to know this. They used to live together. Bhagwan could have told Arjuna, Arjuna, idhar aa, baith ja. Main tere ko Gita sikhata hu. Tere ko kaam lagega baad mein. You know, it's going to be useful for you later on, so sit down now. I'll teach you the Gita. And if he had done that, it need not have been 18 chapters. It could have been 50 chapters, right? Because they had all the time in the world. But if Bhagwan had done that, chal tu bet, what would Arjuna have said? I have better things to do. Exactly what your children would have said when you told them, come here. Is it true or not? Why should I do that? I don't want to do that. I have better things to do. But what happens when he realized that all the other knowledges that he had and all his smartness and all these wonderful things that he had was of no use at all in helping him to face this situation, and he realized, Bhagwan, I need your guidance and help. Are you understanding? So sooner we understand, the better. Acha, when should you give, what age should you listen to the Gita? What age should you listen to the Gita? You know how old was Arjun when he heard the Bhagavad Gita? He was 60 years of age. You say, Swamiji, 60? Are hum to jaldi aa gaye? No. The average life at that time, Bhagwan Krishna and Arjuna lived for 120 years. Are you aware of that? 100. So, half life was what? 60. So nowadays, how much do we live? 70. So when should we listen? Samjhe? Arjuna was still in the prime life. It's not that he'd retired and everything was over. No. He was in his prime life. That's when. So when should you give the polio shot? Before you get polio or after? Samjhe? When sansar is there, you know, before you get into the sansara, you need to have this knowledge. Are you understanding? So sooner the better. That's why I said, please get the young ones, ask them to come. It's important for them to listen to all this, right? So, chapter 1. How many mantras? Dharma kshetre kurukshetre madarthe tyakta jivitaha senayor ubayor madhye ratham sthapaya mechyuta visrujya sasharam chapam shoka samvigna manasah yatra yogeshwara krishnah yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhutihi dhruvani tirmatir mama. Today is 5 mantras. Tomorrow, more. We will see more, right? Now you see how many mantras. In between also there are many mantras. Huh? I haven't told you. Don't think in between kuch nahi hai. Bahut badhiya badhiya cheez hai. But some of the things I explained to you, right? Now, tomorrow is the last day of the evening session. Okay? So, as per our tradition, we will have... how many of you are coming to a Chinmay Mission lecture for the first time? Please put up your hands. Oh, there are very few of you, right. Most of you have already been associated with the mission, have been coming to these lectures, your children have been attending Balavihars, etc., etc. I'm really happy. And all of you almost are listening to me for the first time, because I've come here for the first time. So how many of you have met Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda? Please put up your hands. Oh, good. This is a very important year. We're celebrating the birth centenary of Pujya Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda. 8th of May 2015 to 8th of May 2016 is a very, very special year for the Chinmay Mission. The whole birth centenary is going to be celebrated. And there are lots of things planned in India, and there's lots of things planned even for the U.S. They're going to have a Jyoti Yatra going, a Deepak representing the knowledge and everything that Gurudev represented. If you see this Om lamp, I think it's one of the most beautiful symbols of what Chinmay Mission represents. There is an Om. Om represents God, the ultimate goal of life, the infinite truth. This particular Om is the Guru also. Gurudev had a signature like that. So it's the Guru that gives the knowledge. So, Om. And a lamp represents knowledge. It removes darkness through the light of, the darkness of ignorance through the light of knowledge. Chinmay Mission is all about what? Knowledge. And what? Gaining the truth and understanding, right understanding of life. And therefore, this represents very well the principles that the Chinmay Mission stands for. As you all know, there are very, very fantastic activities happening of the Chinmay Mission all over the world. In the U.S., you all are doing some of the activities. The Balvihar program over here is always one of the most, vibrant activity of the mission over here. And you have study classes, Devi classes, and you all are blessed with a lovely center. It's a beautiful place. And you're very much blessed that you have acharyas over here, Dr. Raghu and Gita ji are here, and that's a big blessing to have an acharya in any place, and things are happening so beautifully. Not only that, besides all the, the Balvihar, Yuva Kendra and all, you have special activities also. I think you'll have Gita chanting also, and then you have a lovely temple is going to come up here. Ram Darbar is going to come over here. Are you aware of that? It's a beautiful, Bhagawan Ramji is going to come. And Pujya Guruji, Swami Tejumayananji, is going to come over here next year. Not only is he coming here, this year in July. 3 days over here and 3 days in Alpharetta. So 6 days, you know, because both these places are not that far from each other. So you really have a real treat, you know, 6 days of Pujya Guruji coming himself. And, you know, the center over there is going to get inaugurated in Alpharetta. And also over here, the Ram Mandir and all of that. So it's really a fantastic occasion. And on 2 days, I think the 28th of April and the 11th of May.
No, the 28th of March
and 11th of April. Okay, I got it wrong. So we have this most beautiful film on Pujya Gurudev called On a Quest. It's a really lovely and a touching movie, and those tickets are available at the bookshop. Definitely please go, because there's a limited number of tickets, so therefore please see that you take those tickets. And we will be giving, I think when you came here you all got a cover. Yeah, how many of you are aware how many schools the Chinmay Mission has? We have 93 schools and 7 colleges with more than 1 lakh students studying in our institutions. You know, because most of them don't know. They only think there's one international school and that's about it. But we have so much of education activity happening in this. And 7 of those schools are in Trinidad. The rest of them are all in India. Besides that, we have a lot of research work that's being done in the Chinmay Mission. Very, very good. Excellent research work that's done. We have hospitals, diagnostic centers, orphanages, rural welfare projects, and a lot of, you know, ground-level development work happening in the villages. The Chinmay Organization for Rural Development is doing excellent work. Lots of fantastic activities happening, not just in India, but all over the world. And for those of you who are not very active in the mission activities, we invite you to come and, you know, take part in these wonderful programs that we have. Now, you know, for the Ram Mandir over here, people have taken up Sankalpa and they are writing the Japa. That's what Gita Ma told me. The Japa is Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. It's a very good opportunity for all of you to do this. It's called Japa Yajna. Write down these, you know, the kids especially, and all, why not, you know. Let's say write down 1 page every day. And that way you can, it's a good sadhana. And then that will be put below the, what? The murti that you are going to have. You know, it will give power to the murti. And you will feel good that I myself have, you know, put that also. It's a very good sadhana. We all did that when we did the Rama temple that came up in Siddhabadi. I myself have done that. Not only that, when the Ganapati, you know, in the Chinmay Vibhuti, we have the Pranava Ganesha temple. We all wrote Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now here, this is happening right here. So all of you from Alpharetta and from all these places, please definitely do this yajna. It will make you feel really good about it, especially the children, you know. I think you must tell the children, give them books like that so that they can write and they can do this wonderful Japa Yajna. A lot of other activities, I'm sure there are a lot of pamphlets over here. And there's some special things, programs, which I'd like to announce, which I personally conduct every year. There's one thing called the Chinmay Mission has this 2-year Vedanta course, which is one of the most beautiful activity of the mission. The most, if I have to say. But 2 years is a long time, and not everyone has this time to take out 2 years and study the entire scriptures and understand, you know, how to live this sort of a life. And therefore, for all of you, we have a very special crash course of 6 weeks. 2 years into 6 weeks. It's called the Foundation Vedanta course or the Dharmaseva course. And it happens in Coimbatore, and I personally conduct. I've conducted 12 such courses, and they really have been very life-transforming. We've seen the results of it. We know it works really well. So those of you who are interested, there are forms available right at the back. You can pick them up. We also have every year in December, end of November, December beginning, we have a meditation course, which is a 6 days course. So those of you planning to go around there, to India, definitely can take part in that. And I have mid-Feb to mid-March a course called Vedanta Darshan. For a little advanced people who have studied Vedanta a little bit more, they want to go progress further, we have this course called Vedanta Darshan course. So we invite all of you for these courses. Now you've got this cover. Did you see, open the cover and see? Is there anything in the cover? Check it out, it's empty. You are supposed to fill it up, okay? More important than filling just inside is also outside. Write your name, address, all your latest, you know, contact details so that we have your address. They put you on your, in the, what do you call it, the mailing list so that all other programs are told to you. And yatha shakti, yatha bhakti, yatha shraddha, you will put Guru Dakshina in the cover. Now again, as I explained in Afarita also, I'll explain over here, what is Dakshina? Because many people don't understand what is Dakshina. There's a difference between Dana and Dakshina. What is Dana? Dana is what you give to the Dina. Will you remember? What is Dana? Dana is what you give to the Dina. Dina means a needy person. You know, the person needs help and you say, oh, it doesn't have this and all. So what you will give to me is not dana, because I am not dina. You understand? Do I look dina to you? So I am not dina, so you can't give me. You can't say bichari and all that to me, because I don't feel bichari, you know. So therefore, this is, what you will give to me is called what? Dakshina. Right? What is dakshina? Dakshina is given out of a sense of gratefulness to a person. And, you know, what I will do with this dakshina is offer it as what? Dakshina for Gurudev. And with that, what we will do is called danam. Have you understood? There are many, many activities which I spoke very briefly about. The money that comes from that will go into all these causes. Right? And please remember, dakshina is not a payment for knowledge. Will you remember that? Because knowledge cannot be bought or sold, especially not spiritual knowledge. It's impossible. Don't even have that idea that you can, right? So what you give out of a sense of this is called that. So how much should you give? Yatha shakti, yatha bhakti, yatha shraddha. There is never a this that you must give this much. No, not at all. You must give whatever you can and you wish to give. But when you give, how should you give? We always say this. Shraddhaya deyam. Give with faith. Ashraddhaya adeyam. If you don't have faith, please don't give. But if you are giving, how should you give? Shriya deyam. How should you give? Give generously. Don't give like that. This is a very common thing that happens. Denge. If it is like that, what should you do? Don't give. Better. Instead of... So, Shriya Deyam, Riya Deyam, Bhiya Deyam. So, give with humility, give with that sort of a feeling. So, whatever is given will be accepted. Tomorrow, we will distribute the Prasad Pustika. And with this, we will end the evening session. The morning session will get over the day after tomorrow. Okay. Right. More mantras of success. SMS. First today, tomorrow will be M. You know, they have that. MMS, no? On your mobiles, don't you have MMS? Yeah, so we'll have SMS and MMS. Tomorrow more mantras. How many more, I don't know. But we will see. Okay? So please bring your Bhagavad Gita. And a notepad and a pen and 10 more people. Okay? Okay, fine. Oh, you already have it ready? Okay, fine. On a quest, 2 minutes, if you have time. Yeah. 2 minutes. You'll have to switch off the lights, then it'll come better. It's a 2 minutes promo on the movie On the Quest. It's beautiful. You'll have to switch off the lights, and it looks better. Please switch off the lights. Ah, that's better. Now you'll be able to see better, right? Ah, wonderful.
But I wonder if
you've already done
in Johnson's interrogation room.
Start from the beginning, please. start from the beginning. You've already gone ahead. Just drag this at the back. There, right.
I want him found, Gupta, in Johnson's interrogation room.
The struggle is not over yet. I was left to die. India is free, not Indians. Religion is the opium of the masses. I'm going to catch and expose those drug peddlers. Why is there so much of evil and injustice, or disease, hatred? If this is the best God can do, then I'm not impressed.